Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio on the 18th floor, 303 East Wacker. It's Friday morning. That means all the regular Friday features are coming up. Fly Jams Friday, Nick D Show Spies, Straight Out of Context, and You Big Dummy. All coming up right here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And you can get your Fly Jams request a little bit later on. Hey, right now we're going to talk about money. Our guest is a teacher and an author. Timlin Langan is the author of the book Mind Over Money, How to Live Like a Millionaire on Any Budget. And you can check out her website, Live Like a Millionaire Now, for more information. And it's a really fascinating story. And the woman has a Timlin has a really great story to tell and some really great advice on how you can budget your money and do well and do better with your money and live like a millionaire, even though you're not. That's how you do it. And she's living proof of that. So let's welcome her to the show. Timlin Langan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here, Nick.
All right, my pleasure. Thanks very much. Timlin, you have an amazing your book is called Mind Over Money, How to Live Like a Millionaire on Any Budget. And you learned this, you know, basically from your childhood, growing up with your mom and your grandmother, correct? Tell me a little bit about your childhood, Timlin.
Oh, I'd be happy to do that. I was born and raised in Mississippi, and I tell people I am the descendant of sharecroppers and cooks. And it is by observing them that I have learned how to manage money and to live the life of my dreams. And I grew up in Mississippi. You know, I was right across. My grandmother lived across the street from a cotton field. And yet they had a sense of money management that has really helped me to develop over the years. I live here in Los Angeles. I've gone to college, and I've purchased property just based upon observing them. And one of the things that used to happen as a child, I will never forget when I was learning how to write. My grandmother would sit me down, and I call her my big mama. She's my mother's mother. And she would sit me down and literally have me write the bills. And then she'd sign, I'd write the check, and then she'd sign it.
And how old were you at this point?
I was in elementary school, maybe 6 or 7 years old, at that age where you're learning how to write.
Wow.
And she would just have me, you know, she would sign the check, but I would just write the name of the company on the line and write in the amount of the bill, and she'd sign the check.
Wow.
And then we'd go and pay the bill, and so, yeah, that's where I started to learn these things about paying your bills on time.
That's amazing. That really is amazing. I remember when I was in school, it wasn't until about eighth grade, by the time I was maybe 13, when they gave us a workbook that had, you know, fake checks in it that you would learn how to fill out. But to have your grandmother do that for you at such a young age, that's really amazing. And then just from that point on, from being 6 or 7 years old, you started to learn the importance of money and the importance of paying bills, right?
Yeah, well, I learned that, and, you know, and I learned it by osmosis, because it wasn't like there was a lesson involved per se. Well, she said, well, this is how you sit down and pay your bills. It wasn't that. It's just, we were just, she was modeling. I'm also a classroom teacher, so modeling the right behavior in front of me.
Yeah.
And so I still do that to this very day. And I just make sure that when we were paying bills before this online and everything, I still follow that same practice of, you know, sitting there writing the check. As soon as I get the bill, open it, pay the check, write it, put it in the mailbox, and send it on.
Yeah.
So, those lessons, they're lifelong lessons.
You know, it is. No, it is a lifelong lesson. I totally agree with that. I love that your grandmother did that for you. And what else did you learn from these two women besides that?
Well, and you know what? The thing about it is that they had modest means, and they knew how to live within their means, and they knew how to stretch a dollar. And that's why in the book, I talk about you just whatever seeds you've got, you start with that, and it's always a small seed. Most working people start with small seeds. But it's just really how to manage and grow what you already have. And that is what I've learned. I looked at them. I watched them, you know, work, you know, minor jobs, nothing major, but yet they would take a bit of the money, save it, and put it aside, and then you look up one day, they bought houses and land, and you wonder, wow, this is really amazing. No formal education. You know, no one graduated from high school. I don't think my grandmother even made it to the ninth grade. Mm-hmm. But yet they were very wise with what they with what they've got, mm-hmm. with what they had.
And from that that childhood that you spent in Mississippi, how gradually did you know that you wanted to become a teacher? Was that something that, that it was instilled in you early on?
Well, my both my father and my mother are teachers.
Mm.
So I think it was just in the blood, in the genes,
yeah.
so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, but I wound up graduating from high school. I was born and raised in Mississippi. My mother moved to Los Angeles, and then I went to high school here and college. And after that, graduated and became a teacher. And it's so interesting, too, because we always hear, well, teachers don't make a lot of money, and this is very true. But, again, it's not really about the actual dollar amount. It's what you do with that amount.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had the role models of my of grandparents and others in my family who bought property and invested in real estate, I sort of had an idea that that is something that I wanted to do at some point in my life. So I graduated from college, became a teacher, started saving my little, well, I didn't become a teacher right away. I started making, you know, very small money, lived in a tiny place, and started saving and practicing the things that I saw my grandparents doing, and eventually saved enough money and bought my first property.
Now,
and got such a great deal, and I don't know if I have time to tell you about that, but I got a beautiful, beautiful condo in Los Angeles for less than $40,000.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of my investment days.
Wow, good for
so
you.
So that's another lesson I learned. Buy below market value.
Yeah. Now, for you know, some people find, you know, money situations, Tim, and some people find it intimidating and kind of overwhelming. I think a lot of people do, and that seems to be a problem. How can people shift their minds, you know, to not be intimidated by money situations? Because I was never very good with money. There was a time when I was in a ridiculous amount of debt because I was very dumb with my finances. And it took you know, you have to change how you feel. And you have these five thoughts on shifting, right?
Oh, I certainly do. I certainly do. And you're absolutely right. And one of the things is that how we think about money really does impact how we spend money.
Yeah.
Because if we believe a certain way and we think a certain way, then we're going to act that way. So the one of the shifts that we need to make, and I'll start with paradigm shift two, mm-hmm. is to stop thinking, I do not have enough money. When in reality, if you live in the United States and if you live in a Western world, you are richer than half of the people on the planet.
Mm.
If you just by the fact that you live in the United States. And if you make $8 an hour, and you're a woman, you're richer than 99% of the people on the planet. And so I encourage people to shift from the old paradigm is I do not have enough money,
mm-hmm.
to the new paradigm is I already have enough to live well and happily.
Yeah.
And
okay.
really and truly, we can do that. And then the shift is, yes, I just want more. And then start looking at, okay, how can I be strategic with the money that I already have so that I can make more? And, you know, look at ways of cutting back. And if I give like 40 plus tips in the book of what you can do right now to give yourself an immediate raise by simply spending differently and being strategic with the money you already have. And I really do believe this, that money is a tool. And if we use that tool properly, we can build and create the lifestyle we want, the life of our dreams. And I believe we working people can do that.
Mm. Yeah. So, and these are thoughts that anybody can do. Obviously, if you can make, mm-hmm. you can just make these adjustments, and you'll look at money differently.
Mm-hmm.
What are some
absolutely.
What are some of the other paradigms?
And then another paradigm is that we believe that I must have more money in order to be happier. And really and truly, the more you appreciate what you already have, the happier you are. And one of the things we were talking about growing up in Mississippi, and I remember one of the most beautiful times is not that we spent so much money on things. I mean, there was really our comfort. What was fun for us was sitting around the table, having a great meal, wonderful conversation, laughing and enjoying one another's company. And that is priceless.
Yeah.
And so many people are starving for that. So I would say, too, in terms of just shifting what makes you happy, you don't always have to spend a lot of money to enjoy your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are lots of things that we can do, like for entertainment-wise, and if you're, you know, going through a process where you're getting out of debt, or you need to cut back on your expenses, there are so many wonderful things you can do for free. And I would imagine, like, in a city like Chicago, and I remember I was there, there's a Taste of Chicago. Yep. There's so many different events happening. So you can enjoy your life without necessarily spending a lot of money.
Yeah. I think, you know,
things to do.
That's another thing that you touch upon, Timelyn, is that a lot of people think they have to have a lot of money in order to be happy. And that's just not the case.
No, that is not the case. And you can live a great life. You can have fun doing those things. Now, I'm also not suggesting that, you know, I'm not subscribing to the old idea of lack, because I don't think you can live like a millionaire if you're depriving yourself of the things you enjoy most.
Right.
Because I do think, you know, we work hard, we play hard, so we should get to enjoy those things. It really all depends on where you are financially at certain times in your life. If, you know, if you're in debt, then yes, these are the things you do to cut back so that you can get yourself out of debt. But once you're out of debt, certainly go and splurge on yourself. Enjoy life. I mean, don't go overboard. Use your money tool. You know, be wise, be strategic. You know, look at your budget first and then, you know, make strategic plans.
Yeah.
But definitely enjoy your life.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to say from personal experience, Timelyn, I was in a lot of debt, and I dug myself out of it. I changed how I spent my money. I've cut back on things, and now I'm not. I have no debt whatsoever. And I will say this, Timelyn, I'm sure you've heard this from people. You know, nothing feels better than getting out of debt. I mean, if you're in debt, it's a weight on your shoulders, and as soon as that weight is lifted, man, your whole personality changes.
Oh, absolutely. See, that's wealth right there. Getting out of debt is the millionaire status. That is so powerful. And absolutely, you feel alive, you feel less stress,
yeah.
And you can enjoy your life a lot better when you are not in debt. So I am one. I too am out of debt. I don't believe in carrying credit card debt and so forth. I have some mortgage debt, but that's a different story.
So I
agree with you wholeheartedly, and you can live life to the full. And I think the reason I wrote this book is I wanted working people everywhere to understand that we too can live the life of our dreams.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And if we are not, you know, and debt keeps us stressed. So once we eliminate that and reduce that, the sky is the limit.
Yeah. Timelyn, hang on, okay?
Sure, sure.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Timelyn Langan is with us, and her book is called Mind Over Money, How to Live Like a Millionaire on Any Budget. You can check out livelikeamillionairenow.com for more information. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the book, and we'll get some tips on how to save money and how to cut your grocery bill in half, which is an important thing. Everybody needs groceries, and we'll give you a bit about that and talk more about the book with Timelyn right after we take this break on 720 WGN. And welcome back, everybody. Yeah, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios on the 18th floor of 303 Wacker, our new home for WGN. It's Friday. We got a lot of fun stuff to talk about, and we'll get to our regular Friday features as well. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday, all coming up. Right now, though, we are talking with Timelyn Langan, who is a teacher and an author. Her book is titled Mind Over Money, How to Live Like a Millionaire on Any Budget, helping us change our mindset about money and giving us advice on how we can live a great life, even if we don't have a ton of money. And we welcome Timelyn back to the show.
Timelyn, well, thank you. Well, thank you, Nick.
Yes.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. So tell me about how the book started. When did you decide, you know, I want to write this book and help more people?
Well, you know what? I didn't really want to write the book. I'll be very honest with you. I contributed to a friend's book. She wanted Dr. Field to do the finance portion of her book, and since he wasn't available, she asked me to do it. Mm. And I just happened to mention this to someone else I knew, and so she suggested I should write a book. And people have been asking me for years, well, how do you manage to travel the world on a teacher's salary? How do you sit in the front row at the Australian Open and do all of these things on a teacher's budget? So I decided, okay, I will write a book and tell people exactly how I do it. And that's really how it all began. And I ran from it and ran from it, and it got to a place where I literally could not sleep until I made the commitment to do this.
Hmm.
And so it's been wonderful.
And tell me, you know, about the book in general. Just give us a synopsis. We've heard about the paradigms. Now, what else is in the book that people would, what else do you cover in the book?
Well, basically, I talk about the shift in paradigms, which we did talk about, and then I go into strategies to help people balance their budget. How do you, I give like 40-plus tips of what you can do right now to increase your income and pay down your credit card debt and how not to get back into that debt. And then another thing that I also talk about is entrepreneurship, because I really do believe in multiple streams of income, and I encourage people, if you're working on a job, that's fantastic, that's great. I still continue to do the same. But I also believe that we have to have multiple streams of income. Mm. So think about what it is that you love to do most. What is that thing that you were thinking about when you were in elementary school? And that vision, that dream, that purpose, and maybe start that as a side business.
Yeah.
So that you can earn some income, because these days our jobs are not guaranteed. We're not guaranteed to work on the jobs 30 years, and we have to think about retirement income. So all of that information is in the book to get people to start thinking about, what else can I do to increase my income?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing, I mean, we can cut back so much, but then we've got to also think about how do we, you know, earn more money.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love that idea, Tim Lin, about going back and thinking about, you know, like what you wanted to do, what you loved to do, what you wanted to do when you were a kid, and going back and trying to do that as just, even if it's a side thing. Because I'll tell you what, if you're in a job that you're not satisfied with and you try to do something on the side that you love, it's going to change your whole attitude.
Oh, absolutely. And attitude is everything. And as I say, your attitude determines your altitude. So when you're feeling good about yourself and you're really feeling good in your own skin, even if you have not achieved your objective yet, you just know inside that it's simply a matter of time.
Yeah.
And it's like, even when I had the vision to invest in real estate, it took me 10 years to get my first property. But I was working towards that. I was living the life of my dreams and traveling and doing the things that I loved, and I knew I was going to achieve that. And you're absolutely right. It was a great feeling.
Yeah.
And then what you do, once you buy that first property, if let's say buying real estate is your goal, you buy your first property, then you know what? Multiply that. Do it again.
Yeah.
Do it over and over again. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll have a nice little real estate portfolio under your belt.
That's fantastic. These are all great tips, and people can find all of this stuff in your book, Mind Over Money, How to Live Like a Millionaire on Any Budget. And the website is livelikeamillionairenow.com. And there are also, I want to mention before we get to that, because I want to talk about the grocery bill cutting, but there are savings challenges that you have on your website that people can check out as well.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And just something for everybody's budget, and then something for everybody's level of tolerance, because
yeah.
I the first thing that people say to me when I talk to them, I don't have enough money to save. I don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And my first lesson, save your coins. Let's make this very simple and easy, something we can all do.
Right.
We've all got pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters in our pocketbook or our wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Just start there.
Yeah, start there. It's a great way to know. Before we let you go, Tim Lin, I want to talk about how to cut the grocery bill and how you can help cut your grocery bill in half, because this is something that everybody does every week. You know, everybody, and
absolutely,
this is something you must do. So give us a quick tip on that.
One quick tip, real quick, shop in non-traditional stores. We talked earlier about changing your mindset. Grocery stores are much higher than your ethnic stores. There's farmers markets, dollar stores where you can get fresh produce and sometimes even organic products.
Mm-hmm.
So I highly recommend shopping in non-traditional markets. And dollar stores carry everyday items that you use.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can go there and get your toiletries and so on for just $1. And that will really help you save money on food and the things you use every day. And then be careful to cook the food that you buy, because we Americans waste tons of food per year,
right,
to the tune of millions and millions of dollars. And that actually equates to about $3,000 to $4,000 for the average American family.
Wow.
And think about you can cut, your grocery bill by saving that money by not wasting.
Don't waste your food. Yeah, make it.
Don't waste your food. Yeah, that was another little lesson Grandma taught me.
There you go. You learned a lot from your family, Timbaland, and that's fantastic. And congratulations on all your success. And the book is called Mind Over Money, How to Live Like a Millionaire on Any Budget. We'll have a link on our Facebook page as well. Timbaland, it was a real pleasure talking to you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Nick. It was a pleasure talking to you, too.
Okay, take care. There you go, everybody. Timbaland Langan, and her last name is spelled L-A-N-G-I-N, and liveLikeAMillionaireNow.com is the website, and you can also take her savings challenges with tips and stuff like that on the webpage. All right, that's a great story. All right, we'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next here on 720 WGN.